Sorry, there will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour. Sorry, I have to use CDs again, which I was unprepared for. Quota's self-titled album with Beep. That was beeped from Quota's self-titled album. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three new series started on July 28th. Just a minute, please. I'm just going to load up the Northwest League scoring page so that I get the scores right. Also starting this week, I decided to summarize the Northwest League scores, unlike most of my shows regarding the Northwest League. So there will just be, there will be less details per game, but I'll try to include the big events per game. The Everett Aqua Sox shaded the host Hillsboro Hops 3-2 at Hops Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon. The Eugene Emeralds exercised the visitors' Tri-City Dust Devils 10-5 with four runs in the bottom of eighth, capped off by Walker Martin's two-run drive off Luke Cooper at Piquet Park in Eugene, Oregon, on the University of Oregon campus. And the host Vancouver Canadiens octupled the Spokane Indians 8-1 with five runs in the bottom of seventh on four bases-loaded walks on Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, B.C. On July 29th, Everett stunned Hillsboro 9-8 with four runs in the top of ninth. Eugene blanked Tri-City 4-0, and Vancouver defeated Spokane 5-3. On July 30th, scrolling down my computer, computer won. Hillsboro hopped all over Everett 13-3 with a six-run assault in the bottom of eighth on two three-run triples. Eugene exercised Tri-City 13-2 with a six-run onslaught in the bottom of eighth, capped off by Walker Martin's three-run bomb off Luke Cooper, and Spokane stunned Vancouver 9-7 with five runs in the top of ninth. On July 31st, Vancouver tied their game at five in the bottom of ninth on Tucker Tolman's solo shot off Dylan Crooks. On Tucker Tolman's solo shot off Dylan Crooks to force extras, but Spokane scored two runs in the 10th to win 7-5. Hillsboro walked off Everett 3-2 in 11 innings, and Tri-City edged Eugene 3-2. On August 1st, Hillsboro hopped all over Everett 6-1, highlighted by a four-run rally in the bottom of second on two two-run jacks, Avery Osu-Asedu, Adrian Rodriguez, both of Evan Truitt. Tri-City bested Eugene 9-6 as the Dust Devils scored the last four runs on two two-run drives against the Emeralds. Harold Cole in the top of seventh off Alex Hernandez, David Mershon off Liam Simon. And Spokane destroyed Vancouver 9-1, highlighted by Tevin Tucker's grand slam in the top of second, capped off by Ethan Hedges' three-run jack in the fourth, both off Silvano Hecabarria. Three games are on tap for August 2nd. Everett continues in Hillsboro. Spokane renews in Vancouver, both at 105, although the Vancouver game might not happen due to the rain today. And Tri-City resumes in Eugene at 4:05 p.m. All times are Pacific.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Yeah. Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are first at 20-15. Excuse me. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants and the first half division winner, are second at 19-16, much like the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are fourth at 17-18. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are fifth at 16-19. The Los Angeles Angels actually play out of Anaheim. And the Hillsboro Hawks are last at 14-21 as an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Bellbird's The Call. Here is Soft Animal. Thank you. like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. On July 28th, the Maple Ridge Barrage sunk the visitors' New West Amabilis 9-5 at Planet Ice, Camden-Lee Arena, led by Marcus Claridge with 4 goals, 2 assists for the first start. Noah Armitage led New West in the losing effort with 3 goals, an assist for the second start, and Braden Leite tallied 3 assists for the third start in the Maple Ridge win, where Ashton LeClaire was shelled for 9 goals on 38 shots for the Amabilis in 59-36 at play, while Brandon Humphrey made 19 saves on 23 shots in the barrage win in 29-38 a play, followed by Jack Kask, who made 21 saves on 22 shots in 29-25 a play. Just a minute, please. Just have to load up the scoring page. Actually, this is right on the top scroll on the WLA website. On July 29th, the Coquitlam Maidenhawks overcame the Langley Thunder 5-4 at Langley Bend Center, led by Andrew Galan with 21 saves on 24 shots for the first start, Caleb Kahn with 37 saves and 42 shots in the losing effort for the second start, and Riley Isaacs tallied 2 assists for the third start in the Coquitlam win. On July 30th, the Victoria Shamrocks 6 toppled the host New West 6-1 at Queen's Park Arena, led by Chris Oglieri, who made 50 saves on 51 shots for the first start. Ashton LeClaire with 33 saves on 39 shots in the losing effort for the second start, and Zach Mans with a goal, 2 assists for the third start in Victoria's win over New West, which was the last game of the 2026 WLA regular season.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Joe Bolden's Music is Life. The track is Sunny Day. Thank you. I would like to return to some Western Lacrosse Association news that I missed. First of all, here are the final Western Lacrosse Association standings in 2026. 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks finished first at 16-2, 32 points. The Maple Ridge Barrage second, 13-5, 26 points. The Coquitlam Maidenx third, 12-6, 24 points. Then there is a huge drop-off in the point parade as the Nanaimo Timbermen earned fourth at 8-10, 16 points. The top four teams make the playoffs. And the rest, the New West Salmon Bellies, finished 5th at 6-12, 12 points. The Langley Thunder, 6-4-14, 8 points, much like the Burnaby Lakers. As for other news, the WLA announced their top scorer, Zach Mans, 45 goals, 45 assists in 18 games played. That's 5 points per game. Marshall King of the Zach Mans is from the Victoria Shamrocks, whose teammate Marshall King earned 3-star award as he earned 6 first stars, 2 second stars, and 2 third stars, totaling 240 points in just 14 games played. Also, on July 31st, 2026 All-Star teams were released for the Western Lacrosse Association. The first team All-Stars, here are the first team All-Stars. In defense, Sean Kriwakon from the Coquitlam Maidenx, Jacob Hickey of the Victoria Shamrocks, and Jackson Fridge of the Burnaby Lakers. On offense, Marshall King of the Victoria Shamrocks, Marcus Klerich of the Maple Ridge Birds, and Zach Mans of the Victoria Shamrocks. The Victoria Shamrocks had its starting goalie, Chris Oglieri, as the first team All-Star, rounding out the 4 selections. As Oglieri finished the season with 555 saves and an 87.4% save percentage. As for the second team All-Stars, in defense, Joel Mullen of the Nanaimo Timbermen, Reese Blake, I believe it's Maple Ridge Barrage, and Nick Preston of the Victoria Shamrocks. On offense, it would be Noah Manning of the Maple Ridge Barrage, Tyler Pace, also of the Maple Ridge Barrage, and Noah Armitage of the New West Salmon Bellies. The second team All-Star goalie for the 2026 WLA season is Christian Del Bianco of the Coquitlam Maidenx. Actually, Joel Mullen is from the Nanaimo Timbermen. Reese Blake from Maple Ridge Barrage. Nick Preston, Victoria Shamrocks. Noah Manning is actually from the Nanaimo Timbermen for offense. Tyler Pace from the Maple Ridge Barrage. And Noah Armitage, New West Salmon Bellies. Christian Del Bianco from the Coquitlam Maidenx was the second All-Star goalie. 9 wins, 5 losses, 535 saves, 84.5 save percentage. Thank you for listening to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Steve Chong.